If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online, NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
Defenders in sports have the tools and skills to help a team. Whether it's a DUI, traffic ticket, or any other criminal matter, you need a defender to help you and your team. The experienced professional lawyers at Pack Law Group are here to assist you. Call 540-586-7225 or 540-586-PACK. The phones are answered by a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can also visit the firm at PackLawGroup.com. That's PackLawGroup.com to put your trust in Central Virginia's premier criminal defense attorneys.
Toward the north, that means they're going toward their locker rooms here at Sabre Stadium, leading LCA 7-0. They've got second and goal from the 1 yard line. It's Rick Kennedy with me, Ed Lane, as we get you ready for this second and goal snap. And Coach Kennedy's already claiming quarterback sneak behind left guard OP Peterson. O'Donnell's under center, and it appears that's the call.
That's enough
and
for
it's a because he's in for a touchdown.
Well, I tell you, honestly, I feel a little bit like Tony Romo with the NFL. You know, he's been doing that on his broadcast. He's seeing the plays and calling them before they actually doing them, and he's been right. And so I've actually had a chance to see that so many times, I knew it was going to come.
So the touchdown run for JF, and now a 13-0 lead. That touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, number one in Lynchburg, number two in Virginia. Number 48 nationally for RE/MAX. Strain is on to attempt the point after. And the snap's a little high, but they get it down, and it sails through it upright for a 14-0 lead. So we come back after this. JF extends the advantage over LCA. 3 seconds into the second quarter.
If you are looking to purchase a home or refinance your current mortgage, you need to contact Mike Rocco at Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. As a former college football player, now high school football coach, Mike Rocco knows the importance of giving back to his community. He builds trust with each individual client, recognizing that buying a home is one of the most important transactions they will ever make. Call Mike today at 434-944-0430 to get the best mortgage experience. All loans subject to income verification, credit approval, and property appraisal. Not a commitment to lend. Mike Rocco, NMLS number 1281719. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 720433. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, Equal Opportunity Lender. Located at 596 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 102, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.
JF, and another Will Strain kick goes sailing into the end zone for a JF touchback over on the left side toward the LCA sideline. And LCA now down 14-0, 3 seconds into this second quarter, needs to not only get a good drive going like they did on their opening drive, Coach, they've got to find a way to punch it in and have something to show for it after that disastrous block punt gave JF the short field and a touchdown.
Yeah, they need to come up with an answer right now on this drive. I think that would be a big indicator how the rest of this game could go, depending on how this series runs out with them offensively. So we'll see if JF defense can step up and get a stop.
LCA working out of the shotgun. Snap, and it's a give. Left side, it's Kirk off left guard, up past the 20, and he barrels and slams his way up to maybe the 24. That's a good hard-fought extra couple of yards for Nate Kirk, and LCA's got second and manageable 6 yards.
Yeah, that was a hard 4 yards right there. I mean, they had a pretty good collision there, and he kept his feet moving and got a little bit of a pile and had a little bit of a push, and that was a good 4 yards on his effort.
So a four-yard pickup on that one, and LCA is going to break the huddle. Each team with all three timeouts remaining, LCA is going to show a shotgun formation now, a three-receiver set. snap out of the shotgun, quick throw over to the right side on a bubble screen, caught 25, slipping by a defender up to the 30 on the right side numbers and brought down to the 31. It's enough for an LCA first down. They got a little pep in their step after moving the chains for the first time this quarter. That first down presented by John Stewart Walker agent Stephen Mock, proud supporter of LCA Athletics. Stephen Mock combining 20 years experience in construction, residential and commercial, with Christian values to help find the home that's right for you. Two receivers over to the left side for JF or for LCA on first and 10 from their own 31. Now they send two men in motion over to the left side, and you can't do that. So flags will come flying in.
Yeah, I don't know if they're trying to do some type of tight end trade, and two guys move, and only one of them should have moved.
And they're going to say an offsides on JF.
Against the Cavaliers.
I guess they saw that movement, and they jumped into the neutral zone and made contact. What must have happened?
That could have been it, because if you jump in and make contact, the play is dead. Whereas if you let the ball get snapped on multiple men in motion, it becomes an illegal shift. So you got to wait for that to happen. The ball to be snapped to get that flag. This time LCA set. Now they bring two in motion. We'll see if they just flat allow it. They will snap this time. It's a give to Kirk. It doesn't matter. He's swallowed up in the backfield and brought down. A loss of those two of those 5 yards that LCA got on the offsides. They now have second and seven.
Well, what they got going on is they got Cupid there at outside linebacker. And he's playing on the edge, and he's just knifing. He's knifing inside. He beat the tight end inside, and he was right there. He almost took the handoff. He made contact with the running back as soon as he got the ball, and then the rest of the defense came in and swallowed him up.
10-10 left before our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show at Sabre Stadium. LCA trying to eat away at a 14-0 deficit, and a quick drop back, a three-step drop, and a throw over to the right side. Caught 40-yard line, right side numbers, up past midfield, and shoved out of bounds near the JF 45. It's Eddie Ogle on the right side, and LCA gets another first down.
Well, that's just a 10-yard comeback route by the number one receiver out there in the corner. He was in his back pedal, and he couldn't react and come back to that ball right there. That's an easy throw and catch right there if they can keep doing that.
JF ball or LCA ball at the JF 48. Two receivers left side, and it looks like Kirk is the lone setback. Snap, he gets it off a give. Left guard powers his way inside the Cavalier 45. Down to about the 43. It's a good 5-yard pickup for LCA. And, Coach, we've seen them make some plays offensively, but sometimes the drives have stalled, sometimes they've just beaten themselves, and sometimes JF has made stops. It's all contributing to the 14-0 deficit that LCA faces, 9:30 left second quarter.
Yeah, and almost all of their run plays, and based on their offense, is called a stretch play, and the quarterback just sprints back to a spot and hands it off, and the running back stretches with the lineman trying to find a hole.
Trips lined up to the right side, three-step drop, looking right now, firing down the right side of the field, and the pass is intercepted. Nick Rainey skied for it. They were looking for Eddie Ogle on the right side numbers, right side seam, rather, at about the seven, and it's the interception for LCA. They take over and kill. JF takes over and kills another LCA drive.
Well, I really don't know what the quarterback was looking at, because Nick Rainey was behind him the whole time. He never even had him beat, wasn't even close. And that quarterback wanted to throw it up, go for the big score early, and that cost him right there.
The defensive takeaway you just heard was brought to you by the Pack Law Group. When you need to take control of your case, call attorney Matthew Pack or visit packlawgroup.com. JF's going to get the ball at their own 5-yard line. It's kind of like a punt, but the way LCA was moving the ball and added second and manageable, that's a tough pill to swallow for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, again, I just think he wanted a quick score and wanted a big play, and it wasn't there, and he forced it, and it was intercepted.
LCA now back on defense, and it's a give to Cupid right side, barrels over a defender on the right side seam in the 10. He's down at the 11, 6-yard pickup.
Yeah, again, what they're running there is a little off tackle play. Everybody's blocking down, and the running back's kicking out on the outside man, and they had a little bit of a seam right there. That was a good little play that they made, 6-7 yards on that run.
Luke Wolk on the tackle for LCA.
Luke Wolk was in on that tackle for LCA. We've called that name a couple times tonight. LCA, though, has been in a spot where JF's been able to move the ball effectively on the ground. That's not what you want. Pitch over to the right side, left side. It's Hackworth in the open field at the 15, 30. He's at the 50-yard line, sprinting down the left sideline. It's Jacob Hackworth and away from the LCA defenders and into the end zone for a JF touchdown.
Wow, that is unbelievable. That is electrifying. Again, all it was a quick pitch, pull a tackle. He blocks the corner, and Hacksworth cuts back into the lane, and he is gone. He is one of the fastest kids. He's only a sophomore, and he outran everybody for the LCA Bulldogs.
So Jacob Hackworth, an 89-yard run, and this group of backs that JF has been extremely effective in creating just ground opportunities, and JF's lead is now 20-0 over LCA. Bulldogs have to be hating if they move the ball well, but turnovers have just plagued them. Snap down, kick is on the way, and that extra point sails through the uprights. Touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, a realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, now sold over 90 homes this year and over 700 since 2006. We're back after this. 21-0 JF over LCA.
Win big this football season with Bridgestone. Now through October 8th, buy four eligible Bridgestone tires and you can get a $70 Visa prepaid card by mail. Bridgestone, trusted performance when you need it most.
Get $70 by mail and a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, expiration applies.
Harris Tire, Madison Heights, Lynchburg, and Four. Service you can trust since 1967.
Indian Rock Tactical has the region's largest tactical and military surplus selection. And because Indian Rock Tactical buys in bulk, this large and unique selection of guns, ammo, military, and tactical gear is at low prices. It's simple supply and demand. Indian Rock Tactical's large supply demands they keep prices low. Got a specific need? Shop 24/7 at IndianRockTactical.com and visit Indian Rock Tactical between Roanoke and Lynchburg on Route 460 just west of Bedford and coming this November to Wards Road in Lynchburg.
Well, Straight got it teed up at the 40-yard line for JF, whose lead is now 21-0. The 88-yard touchdown run, 89 yards from Jacob Hackworth off the Nick Rainey interception, which killed another productive LCA drive. This kick, it's a liner, fielded in the 20 on the right side, number stopping, 30, slamming into defenders in the 35, but spinning up to the 39-yard line before being brought down there. LCA, good position to be brought down. Marvin Blake comes up excited for the hit, but LCA with good field position, and boy, coach, do they need some offense, and they need to convert down 21-0.
Well, again, when you're down three touchdowns already, I mean, things could go bad quick now if they don't come up with a score right here. Again, mentally, you don't want to get down by more than three scores. I mean, three scores, you're still thinking, all right, we can battle our way back in this, but they better start now.
It's the time to make the most of this opportunity. And the snap, this time a drop back. Ball's knocked away. LCA falls on it back at their own 33-yard line, but a loss of six on that muff exchange there.
Hey, they are just self-destructing. I mean, even a basic handoff, they are not even able to do that. Now, we've seen that at least, three times already this game?
Yeah, we've seen that a couple of times. We've also seen a blocked punt, an interception, and you can see a couple of the linemen for LCA walking back. This isn't slouch walking back. This is, you know, briskly walking back to the huddle, almost like you can just see the frustration and anger. And they should be upset because they're not executing the way they expect.
Yeah, they just are going, what is going on here? We just can't do anything right.
A shotgun snap coming up for Stam. Out of the gun. It's low, but he picks it up. Rolls over to the right side. He buys time. Looks to the right side. Now the pass is caught. Caught at the 43-yard line. Not much there afterwards for Wesley Hare. And it gets most of that yardage back. It'll be third and six for the Bulldogs.
Well, again, they wanted to sprint out, get away from some pressure. He was able to roll out and find time to get a pass off there, and it was a good gain. Good gain, setting up a third down possibility here. So they needed that play, get some positive going for their offense.
6:50 left before our Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show. LCA trying to pick up another first down, presented by John Stewart Walker agent Stephen Mock. JF looking for a Pack Law Group defensive stop. Snap, it's a delayed give over to the right side. With the first down, past midfield is Kirk. He's brought down at the Cavalier 46 on the right side numbers. But a good run by Nate Kirk, and LCA moves the chain.
I think everybody was thinking possibly third down pass right there, and they come back with a nice little inside draw play, and it worked out perfect for the first down. They needed that first down to try to get something positive going, get the team focused to try to score right here on this drive.
6.5 to go in the first half. LCA trying to eat away at what is now a 21-0 deficit at Jefferson Forest. Gorgeous night for football, maybe a couple of clouds, and temperatures now into the mid to upper 60s. Shift of two men over to the left side. Snap, it's Kirk. Follows the right side and down to the 45. That's it. There wasn't much sledding there. And leading the way defensively for JF was Brayden Kalsinski. Also in there was Caleb Pack, and it's a nice stop. It's going to be second and 9 coming up for the Bulldogs.
Well, they're doing that little tight end trade. They line up on the right, and then both guys come over and line up on the left. And JF's able to go ahead and adjust before the snap of the ball. And they wanted to run that stretch play to their strong side, but JF was right there with good tackles.
Two receivers left, one to the right. It's a shotgun call. Coming up on 2nd and 9 for LCA. They'll throw quick over to the right side. Ball's caught. Ogle 40. He has the first down right sideline inside the 30. And he's pushed out of bounds. Maybe stepped out of bounds around the 20. Now a late flag comes in the neighborhood of a late hit.
Well, there's that little comeback route, little 8-10 yard comeback route in the corner. It just keeps bailing off of that, and he's wide open. And then the corner wasn't even able to come up and make a tackle on that. He kind of arm tackled, and the receiver was able to get up the sideline. And this is a big play that LCA needed.
It is, and a personal foul on JF. So it's going to move that ball half the distance to the goal and inside the red zone, just shy of the 10.
Well, a couple good things has finally started to turn the Bulldogs' way right here, and they're now inside the red zone, and they still need to put it in the end zone. They've been in the red zone before, and they haven't been able to capitalize.
It'll be 1st and 10, Liberty Christian Academy from the Jefferson Forest 12-yard line. 5:24 left, first half, 21-0, Jefferson Forest with the advantage over visiting LCA. Now it's an I formation. Two men in motion again over to the left side. Stam under center, stumbles, gets it off to Kirk anyway, who follows his blockers down to about the 10. Gains 2. LCA lucky to not mess up that exchange. A little bit of a stumble there, but Stam kept his composure and a good job there to give the handoff.
Yeah, he was able to keep his feet. I don't know if he had probably got his foot tied up with one of the offensive linemen, which sometimes happens. And taking the snap, and he stumbled back. He was able to keep his balance and still be able to hold the ball out for the running back to take it, and they got some positive yards on that.
Two receivers left side for LCA. Stam up under center. JF crowding the box. It's a give. It's Kirk off right tackle toward the goal line and just shy of the end zone. They're going to say he's down at the 1 on that 8-yard pickup, but it is a first down.
Yeah, first down right there at the 1-yard line. So LCA is knocking on the door trying to cut into this 21-point lead. And hopefully everything can go like they have planned and put it in the end zone right here. Defense needs to step up if they want to get a stop here and see what this front line can do.
LCA threatening to get their first score of the game. Snap it to give to Nate Kirk. Runs into a wall of defenders at the 1. He stood up there. Do they give him a score on second effort? No. And they say the ball popped loose. Now flags come flying in. There's a lot to sort out right now, Coach. Early indication is no touchdown. And if you're LCA, you're hoping this flag isn't against you.
Yeah, we've definitely seen a number of penalties here so far this game. We'll get the call right now.
And it's after the play. It's an unsportsmanlike conduct on JF, so they'll move the ball about a half yard and they'll replay first down. It's technically a fresh set of downs. Yardage-wise, that's not as big a deal for JF. It would have been absolutely disastrous for LCA, who He's trying to get it on the board for the first time tonight, trailing by 21 at Jefferson Forest, 4:21 left before our Reeds find Furnishings halftime show.
Well, that was a great stop on that play. I mean, the defensive line, linebackers, everybody filled in and got a great stop on that play. They got to keep it going, though.
One receiver over to the right side for LCA. Odds he's used, maybe 1 in 100. Probably going to run the ball here on first down and goal from the 1. Down marker on the far side says second down. It's first down. And Stam going to take a snap from under center, and he'll give it off to Kirk. Sidesteps a man and off right tackle into the end zone. Touchdown, LCA. They finally cap off a drive with a score. It's 21-6. JF still leads. Extra point on the way.
Well, they went ahead and instead of trying to run inside the tackle, they went ahead and went on to the edge and went ahead and blocked down and had a lead blocker with the fullback. And the running back was able to sidestep one JF defender, and he was able to then dive into the end zone and get the touchdown that LCA needed.
LCA, much like JF, does the muddle huddle where they line a bunch of guys up over to the left side of the center snap ball, and then they get back into a regular extra point formation. And Goldsmith on to attempt it. Snaps a little bit high, but they get it down. And the kick with plenty of distance rides right through the uprights. 21-7, JF's lead has been trimmed as LCA gets on the board. 4:09 left before halftime.
Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors consistently communicates with you during the real estate process. This is part of the Christ-centered business philosophy Stephen uses to cultivate productive, long-lasting relationships. With over 20 years' experience as a general contractor in residential and commercial construction, Stephen will apply his knowledge from the building industry to help find the property that best suits your family. Call Stephen Mock with John Stewart Walker Realtors at 434-222-8145 and let him serve you throughout the real estate process.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clydesmith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Top of LCA, and we're live at Sabre Stadium. Ed Lane, Rick Kennedy with you here on this Friday evening. Hope you're enjoying our broadcast of tonight's game. Each team with all three timeouts left. They both run the ball well. JF has run it a little bit better. That's been the staple of their offense. LCA has made hay through the air. A couple of big pass plays, including on that drive, but they cap it off with an 8-Kirk 1-yard touchdown run. Goldsmith tees it up at the 40-yard line, and it's going to be a short kick, and JF's going to come up and fall on it at the 41. That may be, as much as anything, an attempt to prevent Jacob Hackworth from trying to return a deep kick.
Yeah, I'm really not sure what they were trying to do. If it was supposed to be a pooch kick, if you were trying an onside kick, but what great field position for JF starting off on the 40-yard line.
They'd love to capitalize on this and try to get another score and re-increase that margin. It's a good chance for them to see how they respond. They took an early lead, 21-0. LCA is eating into that. And now JF's going to start at their own 40 is what they say, but still excellent field position. Ball on the right hash mark. Hackworth, Cupid, and Blake. It's going to be Blake on the give, 45, inside Bulldog territory. He spun around at the F in JF and brought down eventually at the 46. 14-yard pickup on the JF first down.
Wow, again, that's just a great play right there. Everybody's blocking down, running back kicking out the end man on the line of scrimmage, and that play has worked for him all night tonight. And Marvin Blake running that ball as hard as he is, he's just plowing those secondary guys that are coming up.
Boy, he's been knocking them out of the way with ferocity this evening. 3:47 before the Reeds Fine Furnishings halftime show. Wishbone formation. It's a give to Hackworth off the right side. 40. Breaks at the open field. 35-30. He sprints away from defenders and tripped up from behind. looked like he was going to go the distance, but tripped up as getting a hand on him at the five is Wesley Hare. He's brought down at the three and is still being pushed to goal, JF.
Wow, you talk about a shoestring dive and tackle to save a touchdown. That's what LCA was able to do, but they came back and ran that exact same play to the other side over here to our play side that we just saw, the exact same play that Marvin just ran, and they know exactly what they're doing on that. They're blocking it perfect, and the hole's wide open.
21-7, JF on top of LCA and trying to build that lead on that run from Jacob Hackworth. Snap this time, and it's a give. Keenan Cupid barrels his way into the end zone. Touchdown, JF!
I tell you, JF's offense probably this first half has looked as good as, and they've looked good the whole season, don't get me wrong, but they have looked exceptional this first half against the LCA. Everything is working. Offensive line has opened up huge holes. The running backs are running with authority, and I don't even think we've attempted a pass yet. It's all been on the ground, and LCA defense knows it's coming, and they can't stop it.
And LCA just looking, or is looking, you know, they're fighting hard. They're looking good on offense, but just looking like they've had no answers defensively. Extra point, this one is up, and it splits the uprights again. 28-7 on the touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic, as we've got 3:15 left before halftime.
Foxley is a proud supplier of high-quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete for residential and commercial buildings and transportation projects. Foxley helps improve the quality of life in the communities they serve through support of public education, community recreation, and public safety. Visit Foxley.com for product info and to learn about their ongoing commitment to corporate and environmental responsibility. Foxley, building on a century of delivering quality aggregate, asphalt, block, and concrete throughout Central and Southwest Virginia.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to their new location at 3502 Mayflower Drive in Lynchburg as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop, ensuring fast resolutions to your windshield crack.
Right at the goal line, up to the 20, right sideline, 30, sprinting through defenders. Ball pops out at the 39. JF's got it at the LCA 40. A flag does come in late. We'll see what this call actually is.
Near the goal line,
and if LCA turns this up, that would be a real, real difficult spot for them.
Well, I tell you, what a great tackle right there by Will Strain, the kicker. He saw him coming up the sideline and made a beeline for him and just rocked him, and the ball popped straight out.
And Will Strain plays running back for JF, so it's not like he's afraid or in spots where he doesn't face contact. Referees are going to figure out what this call is.
Well, JF fell on the ball, and they recovered it, so it depends on what they're going to do here with this penalty. But I think JF is going to get the ball back.
And if so, that would be a big turn of events, and they will. A block in the back. JF gets it at the LCA 39-yard line on that kick fumble. And LCA and Coach Rocco, they've got to just be beside themselves because the Bulldogs have moved the ball. We saw them on their last drive, but turnovers have hurt them this evening. Already have led to a couple of JF touchdowns. And now up 28-7, JF gets it back again off that fumble kick return.
Man, we talked about that. You know, that was part of the keys to the game was turnovers and penalties and hurting yourself. And LCA has been continually hurting themselves this entire first half.
JF's going to get it. And they'll say it to the LCA 41. Balls on the left dash mark. Wishbone formation, meaning three backs. In the backfield, it's a give. This time it's Cupid. Slips by a man at the 35. He barrels down to the 30-yard line. They say he's down as the ball came out, apparently, at least according to the refs, after Keenan Cupid gets down. Another takeaway, by the way, presented by the takeaway specialist, Pack Law Group. They'll help you take away a case and make sure you take it in your own hands with premier representation. For more info, visit packlawgroup.com.
A great run by Cupid on first down, and he luckily lost it on his contact with the ground, and the official called him down. Otherwise, LCA might have gotten that ball back.
28-7, JF the lead over LCA. They've got all three timeouts. This time O'Donnell keeps it 25-20. He breaks free inside the 10 and brought down at the 8-yard line, followed the right side of the offensive line. And JF is threatening to blow this thing wide open.
Well, again, that's the first time tonight we've seen Brad O'Donnell do what's called a follow, as he'll follow the running back in the hole after he fakes the handoff. And he was wide open up the middle, and he had actually a pretty good burst of speed right there. That's probably the fastest I've seen Brad run in two seasons. And he rolled it all the way down inside the 10-yard line.
Jefferson Forrest knocking on the door. We're at 2:12 to go in the first half. Ed Lane, Rick Kennedy with you here on this evening. And now it looks like a timeout's being taken. And it is. LCA is going to burn it to figure out what they want to do. So we'll take it with them. 28-7, JF leads LCA. 2 and change left in the first half.
Hello, everyone out in Power Sports land. Chris Mabry from Lynchburg Power Sports letting you know that we have added Articat to our Polaris lineup out at Lynchburg Power Sports on 460. Come see why Lynchburg Power Sports is the fastest growing ATV dealership in the region. Our Articat youth models start at only $2,400, and our adult models start at only $3,900. We've got a great team, got a huge selection, and we got great service. Check out our inventory on LynchburgPowerSports.com.
Premier Defenders are reliable at the most crucial moments in the game. For life's truly crucial moments, whether it's a child custody, divorce, or any other domestic relations matter, the experienced and skilled defenders at the PAC Law Group are here to assist you. Call 540-586-7225 or 540-586-PAC. The phones are answered by a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You can also visit the firm at PACLawGroup.com. That's PACLawGroup.com to trust your crucial moments with Central Virginia's premier domestic relations attorneys.
Hero. 28-7, LCA trails Jefferson Forrest, and the Cavaliers are threatening for more. 2:06 left, first half, first and goal at the 8. Flags come flying in. Was going to be a give off to the left side of that, up behind the left side of the line. Instead, it's going to be first and goal from the 12 for JF.
Well, JF right now is trying to get an advantage. They're in an unbalanced formation. They got an extra tackle over on the right side, and that's forcing LCA to adjust their defense. But Coach Christmas actually a lot of times likes to use that and get the defense to adjust, and then he goes back and attacks where they left from. That's a pretty good strategy.
It is. It's a strategy that Coach Christmas has employed over the years and is trying again tonight. Wishbone formation, first and goal from the 12 for JF. LCA trying to keep him out of the end zone. They've struggled with that, especially on the ground as Cupid on the carry. Past the 10, he follows right guard down to about the 9, and the clock is now moving. JF's fine with it. They're knocking on the door. LCA will get the ball to start the second half. They need to come up with a stop, though, right now.
Yeah, and again, JF wants to try to burn this thing all the way down right to the very end and be able to put this in the end zone and go into the halftime with just a huge lead right here. So any kind of points are going to be positive.
And from up under center, it'll be Brad O'Donnell. It's an offset eye behind him. Cupid and Blake snap. It's an option play, and O'Donnell stays on his feet. He's inside the 5. Ball looked like it may have come out. Now he tucked it back in. And it's finally brought down at what appears to be the 4-yard line. So it'll be third and goal coming up for JF, and probably in 4-down territory.
Yeah, I tell you, that was a great, again, same little play for Brad, a little follow right behind his running back. Everybody collapses on the running back. He just pulls it and just kind of follows, and he was able to use his momentum to get some good positive yards. Looks like all the way down to the 3-yard line now.
And LCA is going to take a timeout, try to preserve some of that time. 53 seconds before halftime, LCA trails JF 28-7. We're back after this.
We've all been there. Maybe you were reliving the glory days on the football field with your son. One overzealous catch earned you one sprained ankle. Maybe you lived a little too long in the land of denial with that minor cold turned sinus infection. For all of life's moments, turn to Centra Urgent Care. From itches to stitches to coughs and colds and everything in between, we've got you covered. The walk-in clinic located on Forest Road is open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Centra Urgent Care. No appointment necessary.
If you've been looking around the neighborhoods in our area, you've already noticed the name in real estate that stands out. Nadine Blakely. Need to sell? You need Nadine. Need to buy? You need Nadine. Relocating? Building? You need Nadine. Nadine Blakely knows this area. For your next move, you need Nadine. Call 434-444-2226. 444-2226 or online NadineBlakeleyHomes.com.
Coach Rick Kennedy, 28-7, Jefferson Forest on top of LCA, 53 seconds before halftime, third and goal from the three for the Cavaliers. Snap this time and is slamming into a wall of defenders as Cupid, on second effort, he gets toward the goal line and across, touchdown JF. They build on this lead and JF now is on top. 34-7, 45 seconds left, first half. That touchdown presented by Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX First Olympic and a proud sponsor of tonight's Game Ball and Parachuters on USA Night.
Well, I tell you, the biggest thing that we got to give credit to, really, is the Jefferson Forest offensive line. They have been just dominating the front four of LCA, and they're getting holes, they're getting movement. And Jake Grove, of course, ex-NFL lineman, is doing a great job.
There are worse teachers to have than that. Snap down, and it's perfect. Kick on the way. A line drive through the uprights. 35-7, JF leads LCA. 45 seconds left before halftime.
Green Tech savings are going on now through the end of September at Motor Mile Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck on the Sheeler Motor Mile. Prices have been reduced on our incredible selection of over 2,000 vehicles with special financing and immediate delivery. Drive a new 2017 Jeep Renegade Sport 4x4 with automatic transmission, power windows and locks, air and more, only $19,998. And for a limited time during the Jeep Celebration event, buy or lease any new vehicle from Sheeler and we'll include a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Seeing red on your credit report? Get a fresh start during the Green Tag sales event because at Sheeler, we own the finance company. We say yes. And if you have a trade, get cash or maybe lower your payment. Just need to sell your car? We will buy it and pay you top dollar. The Green Tag savings at Motor Mile, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on the Sheeler Motor Mile. I-81, exit 118C in Christiansburg. Call 866-SHEELER-1. Always open at Sheeler.com. Why start anywhere else?
Stock number DC-171242, MSRP 23915. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives plus tax, title, and $4.99 processing fee with approved credit. Some warranty restrictions apply. Not all vehicles qualify. See salesperson for details.
Ed Lane, Coach Rick Kennedy is we're here rolling along from Sabre Stadium, and this is a line drive kick from Strain. It's going to bounce and then roll into the end zone for a touchback. Great. So LCA starts in their own 20, trailing 35-7. 45 seconds to go before the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show, and one timeout left for LCA.
Well, LCA is in a tough spot right here. They got a little bit of time, and they're a passing offense, so you're really thinking, you know, they want to open up and try to, you know, gun it down the field and try to get a score here before halftime. But what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for, you know, something dangerous, you know, a turnover, a sack, fumble, interception, any of those things. So I'd be curious to see if they try to open it up and try to put something together here.
Stam going to work out of the shotgun for LCA. Snap is low. He gets it, looks to his left. Now fires a pass. It's hauled in. Left side seam at the 30 and spinning up past the numbers out toward the sideline at the 35. It's Wesley Haar. And Haar picks up the first down, gains 15. And for LCA, they're playing that umbrella coverage right now.
Yeah, that was the same little pass route combination we saw in the first series that they ran. Number one just flies down the field, clears everybody out. Number two runs about a 10-yard out to the sideline. He was wide open. Good pass and catch right there.
It's a four-receiver set, two to each side. Snaps low, dropping down to get it is Stam, and the ball is thrown out of the outstretched reach on the left side. It looked like Tyler Rose, the intended receiver, he couldn't pull that in. And it'll be second down and 10, LCA.
Yeah, they're definitely being aggressive with these last handful of seconds that are on the clock right here. They I think they're kind of in desperation mode. They know they need to try to get another score. They're down four scores right now. I mean, they want something to happen to go into halftime with some type of feeling good momentum with something, a long pass play.
Two receivers to each side. Working out of the shotgun. It's a low snap. Throw over to the left side. Ball caught. And then immediately stepping out of bounds. That time it's Eddie Ogle. And he picks up five. It'll be third and five coming up for LCA. And now whistles come in. Is it a timeout?
Ogle out of bounds. Stopping the
referees are going to all confer with each other. Clock should be stopped. Stepping out of bounds. And voluntarily doing that was Eddie Ogle. Looked like he had possession. Referees were right on top of it. Now they're going to just reset everything and go back to playing football, it appears.
Well, LCA is content with not trying to go for the home run here. They're trying to, you know, he just hit singles and doubles all the way down the field and work the sideline and let that be your timeout by getting to the sideline.
Referees ask for three more seconds, so it's 28 on the game clock. A shotgun snap and a rollout over to the right side. Now a backdoor throw, and it's caught. Hatcher, left side, numbers 40, has the first down inside Cavalier territory. And Trey Hatcher shoved out of bounds at the 47. And he picks up 13 and a Bulldog first down.
Yeah, pretty good little backdoor screen right there. They kind of started with the sprint out and everybody flowing one way, and then they threw the screen back to the other side and had the blockers out there, and they were lucky that they didn't get more yardage than that with JF's defense coming up.
Four touchdown deficit for LCA. Two receivers to each side. First and 10 from the Cavalier 47. 20 seconds left, first half. Quick throw over to the right side and skying for it, but unable to pull that high throw in. Cameron Knowles, right. Stam airmailed that pass out of bounds. It takes 5 seconds off the clock, and it's second and 10.
Well, he was open over there, and the quarterback just overthrew him. And, you know, they were getting close down, working down towards field goal position, too, if they can't get it in the end zone. And he just overthrew his receiver. That would have been a nice gain for him.
And LCA going to break the huddle right now, down 28 points with 15 seconds left in the second quarter. And getting ready to send the man in motion. Now finally coming in motion is Stam on the QB rollout, looks to the left side, fires the pass, is caught at the 30-yard line and dropped there. It's enough for a first down, and it looked like Jacob Hackworth never really saw that ball getting cleated to Eddie Ogle. And it's now 8 seconds left. LCA looks like they want to clock it, and they're waiting for the referees to set the ball, and they do. And a couple extra seconds go off, 5 seconds to be exact. And now you're at the point where you might as well have called that timeout and preserved a little extra time.
Well, I mean, this is it. I mean, really, 5 seconds, that's one play. So they got one shot here to either throw it in the end zone from the 30-yard line or try to kick about a 47-yard field goal. I don't know what kind of field goal kicker they have, but it looks like they're going to play for the throw to the end zone, I guess.
It's not Tom Brady to Brandon Cooks who could complete this in about 3 seconds, and if it doesn't work, they can take another try.
Yeah, they got one shot right here, and I don't know if they're trying to decide if.
And now a timeout. LCA spins their final timeout of the half. It's 6 seconds on the clock. They trail by 28. We'll take it with them. Find out what they do on the final play of the first half.
What does it mean to be in good hands? It means you get an expert agent who's in it for the long haul. We'll get to know you and be there for you as your coverage needs change. Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon will give you a free, no-obligation personalized insurance proposal. And see for yourself what it means to be in good hands. Call Lynchburg Allstate agent Robert Gammon at 434-832-1110 or stop by anytime at his office at 3311B Waterlick Road in Lynchburg.
Heart and courage, they're what Jefferson Forest High School football and lacrosse players invest in the Cavaliers. And you get to invest in a good time. Reserve your tickets for the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit on Saturday, October 7th at Phase 2. Enjoy performances from national country duo Smithfield and special guest Rutledge while competing in a cornhole tournament. The party starts at 4 and is capped by a special DJ dance party. It's the second annual Forest Football and Lacrosse Benefit Saturday, October 7th at 4 p.m. Get your tickets now at phase2club.com.
Up Citadel's game draws up. They trail by 28. 6 seconds left before halftime. Ball at the JF 30 on the left hash mark. Snap. It's again. Now it's a double reverse. And LCA did not fool JF. They get wrapped up in the 40-yard line. And that's how this first half ends. JF spells out the double reverse. And they send us sailing into the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show with the score. Jefferson Forest on top of LCA by 28, 35-7. We're back at the Reed's Fine Furnishings halftime show next.